Time for Tech Talk, and we've got Scott Moat from Computers and Beyond here on East College Drive in studio with us. And Scott, it seems like everybody's got to have all these gadgets and gizmos. There's something new every day, and wiring the home is the new big thing. And we're going to talk about one of those devices today, the Ring doorbell. This is really cool.
It is. It's a fun, cool item that's very practical, and we've sold a few of these, and we're relatively new to them still, but they've been advertised on TV, and they actually even appeared on Shark Tank.
They didn't get the money from Shark Tank, but still have really just done very well for themselves.
Very true. So anyway, what this is, it's a doorbell. You know, doorbells you think very simple, but this is a high-tech doorbell. That's when someone rings the doorbell, it'll actually cause your smartphone or tablet or a device like that to actually show you or notify you that someone's at the door. And when you look at the notification, it'll actually bring up video of the person at the door.
So oh, really?
He was there. So that's kind of cool. And not only do you see and hear that person that's there, but you get to talk to them too. So there's a speaker in the doorbell. So you can tell them, hey, just leave that package at the door, or, you know, whatever. They don't have to know that you're not there. You can be sitting on the beach. So,
yeah.
So kind of cool there. So another thing is, besides just being a basic doorbell that has video capabilities, it also has a motion sensor in there also. So if you have someone that's going near your door, it'll trigger the motion sensor if you turn that on, and it will notify you on your phone saying that someone's near your door. And in fact, you can choose different zones on it. So let's say if you have a dog in your yard, you probably want to shut that zone off that the dog's always at, because it'll trigger the alerts all the time. But you can have all the other zones showing. So someone could be coming up the door, possibly, you know, wanting to break in or whatever, and you can catch them beforehand and tell them to get lost, I guess.
There you go. Tell us what this looks like. I mean, is there a camera? Is something you got to hang? How does it work?
It's actually a kind of a rectangle that has, you do put it on the outside wall, of course, replacing your old doorbell. It comes in different colors. It has sad nickel, polished brass, Venetian bronze, and antique brass. So similar to a lot of your hardware you'd have in your handles and your door or whatever.
Sure.
It also will either use your existing doorbell wiring, or if you don't have anything there, that's fine. It actually has a battery in it. And that battery, it's a rechargeable battery and has a 6 to 12 month charge on it. So, and then you can just recharge it when it is dead. So.
Okay, pretty cool. How about, you know, you mentioned the camera. How good a video are we talking here? Is it all grainy and, you know, green, or is it good quality video?
It's actually very good quality. It's 720p high def on the basic model, and then they do have a higher end model that's 1080p. Both are very nice quality. When we've demoed them, they've been the 720p, and it looks really nice. So,
does it save the videos, or how does that work?
Unfortunately, there isn't any storage on the cameras, and it doesn't store it on your phones or anything either, but Ring actually has a solution to this. And of course, it's a way for them to make a little extra money, but it's not much. They actually have a cloud-based video recording service, so $3 a month or $30 a year. So it's pretty inexpensive. They'll store up to 6 months of your video footage in their cloud, and then you can download it onto a computer or whatever if you want to keep it permanently. Maybe somebody broke in and you want to take that video and make sure it doesn't get lost. You can take it off of there from it. So
what are we looking at for price here?
So the standard doorbell is $199. The 1080p one, which is the higher resolution one, is $249. And then they do have a wireless chime option too for $29.99, and you can put it anywhere in your house and just plug it into the electric outlet, and it'll act as that ring door ring inside your home if you don't have a ringer already. You do need to have a good wireless signal where the doorbell's at, so that's something that can be an issue at times. So, and we have of course lots of solutions for that as being a computer reseller. We actually have wireless range extenders, access points, or even a more powerful router to get you wireless signal there.
Okay, very good. And I know that, you know, we talked about the wired house, and we might talk about some of the other pieces that go along with these as we go along with Tech Talk, but different lock companies also have been integrating with Ring.
Yes, so Ring has set up some contracts with these different companies, and so you can actually, someone's at the door, let's say it's somebody you know, maybe your kid, your mother, your whatever, and you want to let them in, you're not home, so you can actually unlock the door from the Ring doorbell app while you're sitting on the beach or whatever, so you can let them in. So that's kind of a cool feature too that they've just recently worked with these companies. It's pretty new. So
okay, sounds good. So if you've got one of those punch number door locks, or you probably have to buy a special one, but either way, it's kind of neat. So the wired home, something that's going to be more and more Jetsons like in the future, I have a feeling, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to get all those great things that George always had and we enjoyed watching on that 60s cartoon. But if you're interested,
I'm hearing that's
right, exactly. We need sound effects. effects for all this. The Ring doorbell, it is available at Computers and Beyond. And, of course, as Scott mentioned, they are a computer reseller and can help you in any computer-related questions or concerns or sales or service. Stop by and see Computers and Beyond. Tell us when we can do that.
Well, we're open from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Thursdays, we're actually open until 8. Saturdays from 10 to 3. And we're, of course, on East College Drive. Next to Burger King.
All right. Very good, Scott. Always good to have you in. We're glad to see you again. We'll look forward to talking again in a week or two.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Scott Mote with Tech Talk from Computers and Beyond of Marshall.